We have a fantastic story that's quoted in the Tosefta on Teya. The Tosefta tells us a story that there was once a chassid. Chassid in Talmudic terms means one who's extra pious. And he once went out to his field when the crops had ripened and his workers were harvesting. And what they do is they'd harvest the crops and then they'd leave the bundles out in the sun to dry. And he went out to the field to see if the workers had completed their tasks. And he saw that they had forgotten one bundle. Now, there are different types of charities that the Torah tells us to give. The Torah says if as you're harvesting, if you drop one stalk, leave it for the poor, two stalks, leave it for the poor. You can understand that one or two stalks, that's not such an expensive form of charity. But the Torah also says that you leave over a corner of your field. So that's 1/60th of the field. It's also not so expensive. But then the Torah says, if you forget a bundle, now a bundle, now that's quite a lot of it's quite a lot of grain. You forget a bundle, you leave it for the poor. So he comes out there and he sees that his workers forgot a bundle. And there, like that, that bundle just became the domain of the poor. So the Tosefta tells us an unusual thing, that when he saw that they had forgotten the bundle, he called his son and he said to his son, look at that, they forgot a bundle. And he was radiant. He told his son, look, I merited to do this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah that you could never do on purpose. The Torah says, if you forget a bundle, leave it for the poor. Well, you could never forget on purpose, right? So this is a mitzvah that you could only do by mistake. Now do me a favor, son. I'm so happy I merited to do this mitzvah. You go up to the temple and bring one cow for an Ola sacrifice and one cow for a Shlomim sacrifice. I have to thank Hashem for the mitzvah. And again, the son said, Dad, why are you so happy you're bringing sacrifices? You got the mitzvah. And he told him, because every other mitzvah I'm focused on when I do. And this one I could never do. I could never focus and do this one. So here, this is a mitzvah that you only get as a gift from heaven. It's a mitzvah that you can't take for yourself. So God gave me this gift that my workers forgot one bundle. And I have to thank Him for giving me the gift of this mitzvah. And that's why I'm so happy. We have to remember, before we perform mitzvot, we make a blessing. We thank Hashem. And whenever we finish learning Torah, there's a custom, before we say the Kaddish, we say, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya Omer. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya says, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. God wanted to give us merits, lefichach hirba lehen Torah u'mitzvot. That's why God gave us so many mitzvot. So much Torah and so much mitzvot. We conclude our learning, and we're reflecting an attitude. We don't say, oh, shucks, now I just learned that I have to wait 6 hours after I eat meat before I drink milk. We don't say, oh, shucks, I just learned I can't shave with a razor blade. Oh, shucks, I just learned that during the week between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I'm going to be getting up early to say slichos. We don't view our learning that way. We don't say it's tedious. We conclude our learning. We've just learned more obligations. And we conclude our learning with a declaration. How happy we are. Look, Hashem gave us more mitzvot, and that's the attitude that we see reflected by this chassid in this story.